from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
Yeah, and welcome to the rewrap. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast on Newstalk ZB in a sillier package. Today, Brian Cox tells everybody how awesome I am. We'll get to that shortly. Mike tells everybody how awesome Northland is, and we launch a new range of Mike Hosking merchandise. But before any of that, Mike sells out big time, first by polluting our rivers for the sake of dairy.
So if Fonterra move, that's another $1.3-ish billion into the economy. Aren't they enormous numbers? They are huge numbers and underline the value of what the industry does for us. The reason I come back to dairy is a text I received last year at the height of the downturn. As we sat there at the time arguing this wasn't the end of the world, that there were very good, very explainable reasons why the price was where it was. A lot of people chose to forget about commodities and their cyclical nature, or maybe they didn't know. Which is another point, by the way, it does behoove us, I think, it behooves us all, to at least have some passing understanding of how our country operates, who does what, why they do it, how they do it, and what their contribution is. But the text said, forget dairy, it's stuffed. We've milked the golden goose for all it's worth. There is no way back. And although it was a singular text, clearly from an idiot, I couldn't help but think it may well be representative of a number of others thinking the same sort of thing, which we tend to see of late. This underlying scepticism, this trend of negativity around our successes. Tourism, never been bigger, but the whingers are out complaining there are too many of them. Dairy is back. It's pumping, but the campaign has never been louder around polluted water, as though your cows are solely responsible for pollution. If only we could get rid of these pesky animals, we could swim in and bottle the water of any lake, stream or puddle in the country. These are the people who pay the bills. We moan when it's tough, we moan when it's booming. Just when do we stop moaning? Accepting perfection and universal agreement is a far-flung concept. Let's at least try a bit harder on having a better time when there are better times all around.
So, yeah, if you've learned anything about Mike Hosking this morning, you'll know he'll do anything for a buck. He will make any sacrifice. If you don't believe me, listen to this.
Sheep are doing well because, interesting comments yesterday, Iran's opened back up to us, and they were saying, the industry was saying yesterday, that reopening that meat trade into Iran is like opening up a whole new market for New Zealand exporters, and because of Iran being Iran, they got themselves all sorts of trouble internationally. We effectively ceased doing business with them back in 1998, but there is wonderful potential there. Meat, of course, being the second largest commodity export after dairy in this country, it's worth about $6 billion a year, and the potential for a place like Iran, forget the politics of it. This is a very wealthy country in terms, I mean, they've got a lot of oil, and once they can sell their oil, once the tariffs are off, they sell their oil, they got the money, the first thing they want to buy is a bit of quality meat, and they love the New Zealand lamb. Can't go wrong.
Jeez, Mike, you're prepared to just sacrifice everything, aren't you? You just put the cow poo in the rivers, you're going to do deals
with nuclear
terror mongers.
I'm all about it, mate. A bit of lamb chop.
Don't even care.
Bit of lamb chop and a bit of blue top, and you're bringing in the coin and the jobs. We're laughing.
This is like the Mike Hosking version of War Dogs. I don't know if you've seen that movie, but it's about some guys who decide to just make huge profit by selling dodgy ammunition to the Pentagon. Same kind of thing here, no? Now, Brian Cox, you may not know the name. He's not the physicist, the English physicist. He is actually a movie actor. You will have seen him in lots of different movies. Anyway, he's got a new one coming out where he plays Winston Churchill, but that's not the most important thing Mike and he talked about this morning.
How should people see Churchill? Because, of course, there's at the end of the movie, it says so many people regard him as the greatest Briton of all time. Is he?
He's one of the greatest Britons of all time. I mean, it depends. I mean, I think he's going through this renaissance now, with this irony. There's a lot of Churchill projects out there. There's The Crown.
Yeah, of course.
There's this film coming up with Gary Oldman. And what's interesting is that because leadership, and particularly political leadership, is in such a state of crisis at the moment, because there's lack of vision. I mean, you look what's happening you look what's happening with Brexit in England. You look what's happening with the clown in the U.S.
Which we should point out, by the way, you live in.
I live.
You live in New York.
I do.
And so people look to a great leader, a strong leader.
That's right.
And that old adage that people like strong leadership.
And that's what Churchill represented. I mean, he was tough. He was hard. When he was younger, there was a lot of hubris. But he always learned from his lessons, and he was unflinching in his opposition. Because you have to realize that the sense of appeasement, nobody wanted to go to war in 1939. Nobody wanted it because, you know, the First World War was a horrific war. You know, I'm the youngest son of the youngest son, so my father's brothers were all in that war. And it was just awful. It was just terrible. So he was part of that. He knew it. He went through the whole thing. And but the sense of appeasement and what was going to happen, particularly from Chamberlain, what have you, you know, and Churchill was saying, you know, he was a lone figure.
Exactly. I know you're an SNP man and you're not a Brexiteer, but you look at somebody and, you know, presumably no political fan of Theresa May, but she looks to me like a strong leader. She looks a solid...
Well, she is if you like Tories. I don't like Tories.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't like... I live in a country, you know, I saw this... thing on this news about this Japanese princess who's marrying a commoner.
That's right.
I hate that. I hate that idea of a commoner.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't like, I'm sorry, but I just don't like royalty bullshit.
Yeah. You should go talk to my tech guy, Glenn. He's right up your alley. You'll never leave the building.
He's a very sensible man.
He is.
Listen, you're very lucky to have him.
I am indeed.
Ah, what an amazing taste that guy has, and I will be playing that audio back again and again and again, probably for the rest of my career. Meanwhile, Northland, they want to play back this audio. It's not every day Mike espouses their virtues.
It's the usual story, too, that we are finding elsewhere around the country. Lack of skills, lack of people, a lot of jobs, no one applying. It's a problem, but at least in some respects, I suppose it's a good problem. And this week, another report that forecasts jobs in the IT sector alone, 3,530 over the next 3 years. More than 1,000 jobs a year in a singular sector in Northland. See, people like Winston have traded on the poverty and deprivation of the far north, but what an interesting set of circumstances we find ourselves with now, eh? What more can you ask of any government? A government's job is to provide opportunity, to provide options. And one of the great tests of any economic story is how widespread is the success? Is it limited to certain areas, as in the work, and or certain areas as in the regions? Does rural New Zealand boom at the expense of the cities or vice versa? It seems that this particular part of the economic cycle, just about anyone who wants a slice of it has the opportunity knocking at their doors. From Queenstown and the company that can't find a quantity surveyor for love nor money, a six-figure salary they're offering, one of the most beautiful places on earth, 9 months the ad's been there, 9 months, no takers. To Northland, where there literally isn't a local draft person to be found and more jobs than there are applicants, and now this IT report, which of course brings us to the migration story and why we need so many here with work visas and why so many people are actually lining up here to come in the first place. But what we have here is one of the key planks for opposition parties in election years being whipped out from under them. The ability to wander the countryside, looking at and pointing out the jobless and the hopeless and the deprivation and the dead ends. That particular avenue of point scoring appears unavailable to them this year. Could not be more pleased for Northland. For so long, the poor and or forgotten cousin, now as much a part of the good news as anybody.
The best thing about Whangarei, of course, is visualise optometrists. Literally, I just threw that in like a free plug for my friend who owns an optometrist up there. Cool glasses. That's where my glasses come from. Anyway, he may have done me a good deal. I can't deny it. Hey, and speaking of good deals, I wonder if I can get a good deal on this product.
Cannot believe, says the email, they're still cooking in schools. They were doing it in my day over 60 years ago. Our school refused. Refused to partake. With three children in the early 70s, I cooked and I cooked. No takeaways, no cafe culture, no money. Just paying the mortgage with all the cooking programs on television. Why are the schools still doing this? Reasonable point, Lisa. But as I said earlier on this morning, if you want to cooking, if you genuinely enjoy cooking, that's a wonderful thing to do. But the way that food is going, you know, in New York, you can buy apartments now with no kitchens. Why no one eats at home? Because food has become so readily available and cheap. And if you've got the healthy option is there these days. You can do your vegan, your this missing, that missing, the next thing missing. You need grains in a bowl for next to nothing these days, if that's what you're into, and you eat out.
Have you ever thought about putting out your own range of just in a little Sistema container of your little Mediterranean salad?
If you add nothing more to the show this morning, that is your best idea probably all year. The Mike Hosking Selection. I've just thought of the name.
You know, meal kits are the next big thing, right? I can't see how this business plan won't work. In fact, we should forget the Super Size Me promotion that we're running at the moment in association with our fine sponsors, the BNZ, and just make this business happen. Don't you think? People will want to eat like Mike Hosking, don't they? Out of Sistema containers at 4 o'clock in the morning. I am Glenn ZB. That was The Rewrap. Join me back here again tomorrow. I think it's got to be newspaper because the New Zealand Herald's just launched their new website. And I don't think they're doing newspapers anymore, are they? So there might be a bit of that floating around. I'll see you then.